Tickets are out for Green Country Christmas. Start collecting those. And it's time for us to welcome in Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos, one of the many places you can get green tickets.
That's right. We have a huge stack already available out there at the dealership if you want to come in. We'll give you, I think it's 100 you get if you buy a car. You know, parts, service, all that. I mean, we're giving away the green tickets.
With $9.95 oil changes and everything else, right?
That's right.
Okay, so stop by.
We're looking forward to giving away our prize again, the tire package, automotive tire package, and all kinds of services we do and have the last several years. So it's a great deal. I hope everybody shops at home this holiday season.
Absolutely. I don't know the exact number. I know it's more than $30,000 in cash and prizes again this year. So
incredible.
I would love to say more than 40, but I don't know that for a fact, so I'm going to be specific.
We'll get the facts together.
sometime after Election Day, probably. Anyway, Brad, are people are still dropping by and making those test drives because you got a big prize you're giving away next month.
That's right. Next month, on December 21st, I believe it is.
The day after our drawing, okay?
That's right. A $7,500 to some lucky winner who came in and just took a test drive. We'll draw from the names we've been collecting. This is our 75th anniversary, if you haven't heard. In April 1st, 1941, my grandfather got the Ford store in Bartlesville, and we're real proud of that. And so we've been collecting names all year and putting them in the hopper, and we've been drawing daily prizes. Everybody who registers wins something. Yeah. Monthly prizes, stuff we've given away, game packages, Shop Bartlesville gift certificates from the chamber, all kinds of consumer electronics, stuff like that. So it's a great time to come out. If you're just starting the process of shopping for a car, want to take a test drive, see what it's all about, we'll show you everyone, and you can register to win.
Okay, so register to win, and test drive one of those new cars. I don't care if it's those. Do you still have both of those Shelbys on the showroom stuff?
Well, actually, we don't have one of them, but we have another one. Guy traded in the purchase, the blue one. The blue one is gone. Really beautiful blue one with the black stripes is gone. But we have a 2016. This is a guy who's been a regular purchaser of these, about one a year for a while now. And he traded in a beautiful white one with a blue stripe with black trim on it.
Okay.
So kind of the opposite of the blue one with the white stripe with the black trim.
Right.
So there are still two Shelbys on the showroom floor.
So you could stop by, take a test drive with one of those Shelbys, get registered, and then still drive away.
We might have to do a little vetting on the Shelby test drive.
But
it's available.
It would be fun anyway. Uh-huh. So stop by. You got a great selection, though. I drove by the other day.
Do.
The one looked like Peck.
You know, we make fun of that, come by and test drive, win. But the truth is, you know, with today's cars, with all the different choices, all the technology in the cars, you know, this is really something you want to do, is experience it, sit in it, see what it's going to do. We can take the moment, we can hook it up so that this thing can work with your phone. You can find out how that might work if you own the vehicle.
That is so easy.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of neat stuff we can do now to kind of show you how that's going to work. Cool. And a lot of it's new to people. So much of the technology is just changing all the time, and that keeps us on our toes. And that's really, you know, we talk about it every time. That's the hardest part of your vehicle purchase now, you know, the price and how we get to a good deal has really become the easiest part because of the transparency in the vehicle purchase process. Everybody puts their price right out there online. That's typically where most dealers start the negotiation process. It's a fair price, and there's not much room really to haggle anymore. So it's kind of taking that old stereotype of the typical negotiation when you buy a car just changed it. And the truth is, the hard part is finding the right car and getting something that's going to, you know, because you're going to keep this for a long time, probably. Most people do. Spend a lot of time in it. You're going to be driving precious things around in the car. You need something that's safe and secure and reliable for you and is going to meet all your needs for budget and fuel economy and all that, too.
Yeah. Well, you added to the transparency of that process a couple of years ago with the We Will Buy Your Car program. So
we're always trying to figure out how we can line our process up with what the consumer expects. It's not easy, you know. I mean, I think trying to anticipate what people want, but we know that the levers are the price of the vehicle. We talked about that. The trade, the financing. You know, what interest rate am I going to get? That's part of the formula to come up with your payment, which most people make monthly payments on the cars they buy. So just kind of demystifying all that is really what we have to do, right? And make it easy for people to understand. Sometimes that's not easy. It's a complex business. There's lots of paperwork involved in buying a car. We have to, you know, I don't know how many regulations and bureaucracies we have to satisfy in the process of buying a car, especially if you finance it. Everything from making sure you're not on a terrorist watch list or, you know, that you know, whatever. The truth is there's lots of hoops we have to jump through.
Sure.
And we try to make that easy for you too. So it's just a matter of making it as fast as possible. I think people appreciate their time is valuable. Okay. And then making it simple and easy for you.
Okay. Well, it's not, you don't quite get writer's cramp signing your name all those times, but some people may get
some people say they do. So.
Well, yeah, so speaking of people, you have some friends that you brought.
We brought some friends today, as we like to, from the community. What's going on out there today? So I'll let you guys introduce yourselves. I don't know what group to say you're from. It's from the high school.
We're from the parent support group.
Parent
for
support
the
group.
High school.
Okay. And we've got exciting stuff coming up tomorrow. Tell us about
we
it.
We do.
And introduce yourselves to Elaine.
Right. We have our president of the parent support group,
Sarah Mazaros.
All right, Sarah.
And we have one of our
parent, Jessica Butler.
Right.
Jessica Butler.
She's involved in every single aspect of it. That's why there is no express title for her. And I'm Elaine Vitt. I'm the fundraising chair for our committee. And tomorrow we have a fabulous brand new
new thing in Bartlesville.
Right. Part of what we're trying to do, to give you a little background, is we're trying to create some fundraisers that are fun for the whole community. We have little things throughout the whole year that involve the students and the parents, and we go back to the same parents all the time, asking them for this and that and the other to fund causes for teachers and for, and Sarah's got a great
and
list.
And they've been doing it since kindergarten.
Exactly. So we're all very well versed, and we're ready for it, right? Mm-hmm. We like it.
No, we all do stuff. We sell stuff for the Boy Scouts or for the soccer club or for the Girl Scouts,
exactly.
And I mean, we all have done it, and for school too. And it's so important.
It is important. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow we have a brand new one that's for the whole community, and it's a Food Truck Friday.
Awesome.
And we're hoping to make this a monthly event, but we're going to take it one step at a time and say, okay, tomorrow's our first thing. So we have four trucks rolling in, and they'll be there for the entire lunch period. So all the students who wish to and can are going can avail themselves of these trucks. We have a barbecue truck, Southern Comfort Food. We have a taco burrito truck, and then my favorite, the dessert truck, which I'm hoping involves pie. And so
I believe it's in the name.
I think it is. So. I'm just really hoping. Yeah, truth in advertising is really important. So I'm hoping that's what we get. So they'll arrive, and lunch starts at 10:30, and we stop serving at 1.
So 10:30 to 1.
10:30 to 1 in the Freshman Academy Circle, which is on the back side of the high school, that brand new circle.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hoping with four trucks that we'll have short enough lines that all the kids can get out, get their lunch, and go back and eat it and have time to get to class in time.
And they kind of come in waves, too. So
they do.
So you can come, you know, at your convenience and when you're available. But and then you could park there, I assume, in the high school parking?
Right, especially in the FAC lot.
Okay.
The Fine Arts Center lot,
which
is on
the
south side
of the high school. And this is on the east side of the high school where the Circle Drive is.
Exactly.
Off Shawnee.
And an easy walk from that parking lot. Or you could even park, I hope the city doesn't mind me saying this, but you could park in the Pioneer path, or in the pathway, Pathfinder Parkway, English. There's a lot there too that's an easy walk over to the Freshman Academy.
Yeah,
so there's lots of parking, lots of space, and we're hoping people can come out and support it so that we can make it a monthly event.
Excellent.
First Fridays.
And so the parent support group, let's talk a little bit about what you guys do and the kind of stuff you raise money for.
Okay. The reason we are doing these fundraisers and looking for new things to bring in more money, we support after prom and project graduation, which I'll let Jessica address in a minute. The reason we feel those are so important to keep kids from drinking and driving after big events like that. We also do the Bruin Camp, which is the freshmen, incoming freshmen to the high school to try to introduce them to the building, to each other, and to some of the teachers. We also give the teachers stipends to try to cover some of the money. They spend a lot of money out of their own pockets for their classroom. So we try
classroom to supplies and stuff
right,
like that.
We try to balance some of that and support them. And then another thing we do are the kids that are chosen to go to state and National Science Fair, we try to supplement some of their expenses so it's not such a burden when they have an honor like that. So those are some of the big ticket items. And it's around $20,000 that we spend on the kids and the teachers every year. So it's important that we're bringing in the money. And any support we get from the community helps.
Many of you are going to eat lunch anyway.
Most of you.
I'm taking dinner home too. I'm getting it the beginning, and I'm not cooking tomorrow.
Provide some different choices for
double
Bartlesville.
Whammy there.
That's right.
Help Bartlesville, help the high school, and get a good lunch.
Mm-hmm. Celebrate the final home win of the season.
There you go.
That's right.
And one of the reasons I wanted to talk about after prom and project graduation are the most expensive items that we support, and I wanted Jessica to tell you why we think those are so important.
Well, obviously, after prom and or prom and graduation, two major events in our kids' lives. Both of those are mostly focused on our juniors and seniors. Obviously, graduation for our seniors, juniors and seniors for prom.
Some juniors graduate early, but not many.
Yeah, there are some. So a couple of juniors as well. You're right. But we looked at different ways that we could help keep those nights both safe after prom and after graduation, and we just pulled up a couple of statistics, but one of the major things obviously is drinking and driving. Both of these events are obviously community supported. Parents put it on, but they're a great time for the kids, and we encourage the kids all to come. We have prizes all night and things just to keep them there and have a good time. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says, their statistics say, a third of those under 21 who die in an alcohol-related accident die during prom and graduation season.
Wow.
So that's just a lot of, and if we can save one life, it's worth it.
Right.
But we definitely, feel strongly as parents and in our community to help avoid those situations if possible and provide a fun night for the kids.
Provide a fun night.
So they can remember a great celebration and have a good memory from their prom and graduation
and
safety.
Safe fun.
So that obviously is the parent support group is a big part of our budget and a big part of our time spent as far as volunteers and such go. So something we're proud to support.
Yeah, excellent.
So, and Food Truck Friday is going to be another fun way to support it. So fun for everyone, fun for anyone in the community. So we appreciate anyone that wants to come out.
That'll be 10:30 to 1 tomorrow in the Freshman Circle Drive at the high school. That's on the east side by Shawnee. You can park either on the south side in the Fine Arts parking area or by the Activity Center, or maybe across in the Pathfinder Parkway area. There'll be others around too. Just park your vehicle and get something to eat.
Park legally and safely and go on.
That's right. There's something else we might tell them.
What's that, Elaine?
Well, if you have kids at the high school, you can come have lunch with them.
Oh, yeah.
And so those who are, if you're a junior and senior, it's unlikely they're going to let you do that. But if you have a freshman and sophomore, everybody's available. You can come at their lunchtime, get your food, and go back into the cafeteria and sit down and eat lunch in the school with them, which is a real rare occurrence.
Yeah,
we don't open that up all the time.
See the new commons area.
Mm-hmm. And it is, it's beautiful.
Yeah, and actually that's an opportunity to kind of see the freshman area too, which is around there, all the new part of the high school, which our son was a freshman last year, and I know it's been great for the kids, and that's really a neat way to involve the freshmen in the high school early and get them going in the same campus with everybody else and access to the full high school and all the great stuff they can learn there, curriculum.
True.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, so thank you all for everything you're doing there. It sounds like a great activity. And so 10:30 to 1 tomorrow, Food Truck Friday, and you're hoping to do it every month.
Yes, correct. If the community likes it, and we'll do it.
And where are these food trucks from?
These particular trucks are from Tulsa. Right. We went through the, there's a Tulsa Food Truck Association, and they're helping us wrangle these up. But we'd love to have some of our locals, too.
Yeah.
We approached them first, and it just worked out a little better for this very first one to prove the project.
The theory.
Right. Prove it with a group that would come together. And
yeah. They're coming because they want to, too. You invited
absolutely.
Them. Yeah, so
absolutely.
That's great.
And so anyone in the community who has food trucks to suggest, we'd love to hear from them.
How would they contact the parent support group to do that? Is there an easy way?
Probably
to do
the easiest way would be on the website. If you go to the Bartlesville High School website, we have a link on the website. So absolutely, if anybody has suggestions or if they want to become involved, please contact us.
Okay, great. Yeah, that would be wonderful. And doing it every month sounds like a great thing. I know a bunch of people from the dealership are planning to go out there. And so.
Excellent.
Yay.
Well, we appreciate your wife for helping yeah. get it coordinated. That's
well,
nice.
She's excited to help with that and wished she could be here this morning. But.
If somebody would like to get involved in the support group just to get involved, the same link on the website or is there a phone number?
Yes, the same link on the website is the easiest way to get a hold of us.
Excellent.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good stuff.
We appreciate it.
All right, Charlie, let's talk about car business a little bit again. You know, we mentioned the great deals that are always going on at Dungis, but there's some stuff this time of year that we want to make sure we mention.
Sure.
You know, Black Friday's coming up.
It is. Ford, and you got special things going on.
Ford
no doubt.
Has already announced Black Friday specials that they've got going on, a special bonus cash deal on almost everything we have, $1,000 on top of all our other great incentives. Mm-hmm. We've got private offers out there. If you get a call from one of our sales associates, a lot, it might be about that. There's $750 that a lot of people who purchased F-Series trucks in the past from Ford are going to get a private offer. They can use it to purchase any kind of vehicle from the Ford lineup. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to be another F-Series, but that goes again on top of all the other incentives and dealer discounts. We've got great interest rates still, 0% available for 72 months on 16 Edge, Explorer, Expedition, plus on for 72 months on 17 Escape, Explorer, and Expedition. And then 72 months also for 0% on 16 model year F-150 and Super Duty. You know, we've talked the last few weeks about the incredible new Super Duty.
Yes.
And it's just still doing great. We don't have a huge stock. They're just selling really fast, but we've got a whole bunch of them coming. And our allocation is growing. So if you're interested in something like that, it might come on in. Sit down with the salesman. We can help you find the one you want. If it's not out there right now, we've got a lot of allocation, and we can even order one right there for you, build it to your specifications. That's a great opportunity. On the Toyota side, we've got great deals. The focus, again, is going to be on Camry, RAV4, Tundra, and Corolla, really. Those are kind of the core four that we've been focused on this year. Mm-hmm. You know, Camry is the best-selling sedan in the world. The sedan market is down a little bit, so there's great incentives on Camry right now. If you're interested in a deal, that is really a good place to start. The RAV4 is really hot.
Yeah.
It's been one of our best-selling vehicles. In fact, outsold Camry probably about half the months this year.
Now, that's interesting.
At our lot, yeah. And you know, which has never happened before. And that's exciting. Corolla and Tundra, you know, people know those vehicles too. But don't forget about all the others, 4Runner, Highlander. Highlander has a big rebate on it now for been a long time since we had that, since before the last body style change. We've got a big rebate on that. How much is that? Let me look that up here. $1,500 rebate. That really is pretty big for a Highlander.
Sure.
So if you're shopping for a Highlander, it's a great time to look at that. On the Lincoln side, we've got great closeout deals on a lot of our old model year stuff. That phase continues. We're still trying to get rid of any leftover 15 and 16 model year vehicles as we move into the 17s and pretty soon into the 18s. So we'll be really making great deals on those. So if go ahead and give us a shout. Come ask the salesman about those vehicles, and they'll be happy to show you.
Now, you mentioned Black Friday, and I say this with a smile on my face because I don't think you are. You're going to be open at 2 in the morning to start all those Black Friday things, right?
I don't think so, okay. Charlie. No. You know, maybe not. But we'll do some special things. We'll have our shuttles running like we usually do on Black Friday. If you want to have your oil changed, we'll take you down to the mall and bring you and pick you up. We can do stuff. You know, we're pretty flexible in how we do it. We'll be open probably a little bit longer in the evening that day and open pretty much when we normally do. But that'll be about 6 in the morning for the service department. So yeah. Be there early. We'll have sales guys there. They usually roll in around 7:30 the first one, so So we'll be there if you want to come in early.
Okay, but and a great price.
You know, just like we always do. All those great maintenance things that you need, we focus on giving you great value on those, just like the 995 oil change, to be able to you know, make it easy for you to maintain your vehicle the way it needs to be so it's safe and gives you great service over time and increases your trade value, does all that other good stuff.
Well, and of course, if it's something that I think make a nice Christmas gift, if it's not already installed on your vehicle, I don't care if we're talking about winter weather or summer weather or just what's out there right now. It's nice to be able to pull out that key fob and remote start the vehicle and have it set temperature-wise just the way you want it. And if it didn't come on the vehicle when you bought it, you can get it as an add-on.
You can get it as an add-on. So many things like that can be added these days. A lot of the technology we talk about in the new cars can be added to a car afterwards, or in other kinds of customization, whether it's remote start systems, things as simple as running boards or a spray and bed liner, as complicated as a whole, you know, lift kits and tires and wheel setups and performance enhancements on your vehicle, chips and all kinds of other stuff we do. We focus on that. It's not, you know, it's a big part of our business. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for some kind of accessory or change to your vehicle, whether it's simple or complex, give us a shout. We'll be happy to work through that with you.
Well, and I know you've mentioned it in the past, but I know it's true. The parts guys and the techs enjoy putting those personal touches on vehicles for people.
They really like the special stuff. Yeah. I mean, that is something you think about it. If you've been in an automotive business for a long time, that's, you probably got into it because you liked cars and tinkering with them. And a lot of those guys, that is what they do in their spare time. I mean, we've got projects going on all the time.
Yeah.
Things that we're working on, sometimes I don't even know why, but you know, the things like an old,
why? Why? Because we like you.
We've got a courier, old Ford courier, that one of the guys has been working on for a couple years, and he's totally changed this thing. It's, you know, people, you wouldn't even recognize it. It's one of the most unique vehicles in the world. We're always looking at stuff, whether it's in the body shop, and they're always putting together classic vehicles for people. Our techs are doing stuff, like I mentioned, Kenny and his courier project, or in the Toyota shop right now, we've got a Tacoma up on the lift that we're adding lifts and all kinds of cool stuff to. So it's constantly going on.
Well, and again, whether it's the new cars and making sure that people have the features that they're looking for, they like this one, but can I get it with navigation? Or I like this one, can I get it with whatever other special feature they want? You're there to take care of the customer.
Well, that's the hard part, because there's, every car has what we call trim levels, and I don't want to get too far into all that, but you know, in each car there might be five or six of those, and each one has different packages, and sometimes they overlap a little bit, and that can be the most complicated part of your vehicle selection. And a lot of times people today do a lot of this research on their own, and, mm-hmm. and they see that, but how the packages come together really is kind of hidden. Even when you're looking at the inventory and the manufacturer sites, they'll lead you down, it's possible to lead down a pathway that leads you to something that isn't often built. and that's not necessarily where you want to be, because that vehicle could be hard to find.
But your people specialize in finding those
well,
vehicles.
Well, that we do, and that's why it's important to talk about it before you get too far down that path, because we can often help you make that decision and find that right vehicle, open up to more choices perhaps, which is really what you want to do to make the best choice, right? I mean, because if you have more to choose from and better value is a part of that, you're going to make a better choice.
Yeah, we haven't talked about it recently, but you also have all kinds of items that some frequently don't even get talked about until you're signing all those other papers, things like whether it's the Tires for Life Plus, or whether it's a maintenance agreement, or other things that just make that purchase experience special for folks.
That's right. I mean, we, you know, people often look at that as, well, they just sold me a car, now they're coming in trying to sell me something else.
Add-on sales, yeah.
Well, that, you know, I see that perspective, but the truth is what we're selling there are things like Tires for Life, extended warranty program. So a lot of this can't really be sold until you've bought the vehicle. And
right.
Then these are things that protect your vehicle, that help you lower your cost of ownership over time. That's typically why we have them on our menu. We look for things that really do add value to the customer. We don't want to sell you things just because they're there. We want things that add value to your ownership, whether it's a warranty, a maintenance agreement. We do paint and fabric protection. We do know, I mentioned the warranties, the tires for life, you know, that kind of stuff is really what we focus on. The things you're going to have to spend money on anyway, things that are going to add value to your vehicle. You know, if you can spend some money in your monthly payment and get that that warranty extended out over time, that can prevent you from having to come up with a really large repair dollars to make a major repair later in your ownership of the vehicle. And that, for a lot of people, that really makes sense.
Looking at the Christmas shopping season, one other item that I think would make a nice gift is just how about a gift certificate for a new vehicle detail? You know,
that's a really popular one. We do. Yeah. We sell lots of those this time of year because people are, you know, look to something they can give someone that really is kind of, they don't do every day.
Yeah.
And you know what, well, you can go to the Gusher and get a great car wash and do that. Our guys are going to spend hours cleaning your vehicle, really go through it, you know, every little nook and cranny. They're going to find every little speck of dust. They're going to do a full detail, and that's something special that you don't get every day, and they take great pride in what they do. And those are, we have a full menu of those choices too, so it doesn't have to cost a lot. So it depends on the vehicle, the size, how much of the service you want us to do. I think the basic service is on a wash and vac.
Sure, in case some people just got in the car and missed out on what we were talking about, is something special going on tomorrow at Bartlesville High School?
Tomorrow at high school, yeah, we do have some great stuff going on. The parent support group is here with me today, this morning, and talking about Food Truck Friday. Which is tomorrow from 10 to 1. 10:30 to 1. And tell us again about what kind of food they could experience.
Well, there'll be four trucks, so a wide variety. Barbecue, taco and burritos, Southern comfort food, which I hope involves something chicken fried.
Okay.
And a dessert truck.
Cool.
And
these are food trucks from Tulsa?
Tulsa coming in just specially for this event. So we can hopefully make this a monthly fun community event that raises funds for our parent support group projects.
Things like after prom and after graduation events, all kinds of stipends for teachers in the classroom.
Exactly.
So you can get a great lunch that you couldn't get in Bartlesville any other time, and you can support the parent support group at the same time.
Have a lot of fun and have lunch with your kids if you can.
All right.
Okay. Right.
Good stuff.
It is good stuff, and I wanted to make sure that their message was well heard, and so that you can stop by the high school, find out more about the parent support group, eat lunch, and benefit the students as well.
Remind everybody that's in the drive on the freshman side of the high school, on the east side. You can park there. They're asking maybe to park in the performing or fine arts area across to the south side.
Yeah.
And then walk around to the drive. There'll be the Ford trucks there. If you have someone there that you'd like to eat lunch with, your son or daughter, you can, for this rare opportunity, to go back into the commons area and eat lunch with them in the school. So great opportunity for everybody to come support the school programs and get a great lunch.
Yeah. Okay. One other thing, we just want to mention, you do have a great used car selection as well. Q-certified cars.
Q-certified cars, manufacturer-certified cars, Toyota, Ford, Lincoln. And then our wholesale cars, the as-is vehicles. We do safety inspections on all those. We have cars, you know, trucks as low as $29.95, and, you know, values up to I think we have a used 2017 BMW convertible for $45,000 or something. So incredible selection. Stuff you might not expect to find.
Okay.
You can check it out online at dungeonschoice.com or give us a call at 918-333-0900.
Make an appointment for an oil change or just drop by, no appointment necessary. And while you're at it, take a look around the showroom and take a test drive. You could be the winner of the $7,500 next month.
That's right.
Get green tickets when you go in on your oil change or when you buy a new car, and then be listening here the morning of December 20th starting at 9 o'clock. We'll start drawing ticket numbers until all the prizes are given away. Brad, thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Charlie, and thanks to the Parent Support Group.
That's K1 Car Talk on your Thursday morning. For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CK.